Okay, let's jump right in. We're exploring some really interesting insights today from a seasoned crypto trader, Christopher Anderson.
That's right. We're using an exclusive interview he did with Satoshi Monitor as our guide.
Exactly. So we'll follow that Q&A format, almost like we're hearing directly from him, to get his perspective on the market, strategy, all that good stuff.
Unpacking the knowledge from someone who's been in the trenches for a while.
All right, first big question they asked him. How do you see the current state of the crypto market?
That is Christopher Anderson. Well, the market right now, it's kind of like an iceberg.
An iceberg? How
On the
so?
surface, you see the tips, right?
Yep.
Headlines, tweets, the stuff that drives the immediate noise looks sleek, maybe a bit volatile.
Okay.
But underneath, that's where the real mass is. Technically speaking, we see it as another accumulation phase.
Accumulation, so buying.
Yeah, the whales, the big players, they're
Yeah.
quietly buying in stealthily. It's not always obvious from the surface chatter.
That's a great analogy. What you see isn't the whole picture, especially in crypto. So this hidden accumulation, interesting.
Absolutely. It means you got to look beyond the daily drama sometimes. Those whales moving silently, that's often a sign.
Okay, so that leads perfectly to the next question they asked. Based on that view, would you say it's a good time to buy right now?
As Christopher Anderson, it's a good time if, and this is the big if, you're buying with your head.
Not with emotion.
Exactly. Emotion. That's probably the number one killer in this market. Leads to classic buy high, sell low mistakes, even when things are generally trending up. So now's the time for research. Really dig into what you're considering.
And if you do decide to buy,
Take small positions.
yeah.
Don't, bet the farm on one idea. And patience. You got to wait patiently, like a cat ready to pounce. Choose your moment.
Like a cat ready to pounce. I like that. Patience and research, not FOMO. Hard advice to follow sometimes, though.
Oh, absolutely. The market practically begs you to be emotional. But discipline, that's the key. Resisting that urge.
Makes sense. Okay, shifting focus a bit to the big one, Bitcoin. What's your take on Bitcoin's future?
As Christopher Anderson, Bitcoin's future. Oh man, it's so bright even the sun's jealous.
Laugh slightly. Okay, strong statement.
Look, for us, it's more than just, digital money. It's a movement.
A movement.
Yeah, it's becoming like a digital passport to financial freedom for people all over the world. And I genuinely believe, give it maybe 5 years,
5 years.
yeah, you could seriously see Bitcoin starting to replace gold in a lot of investment portfolios as the store of value asset.
Wow, replacing gold. That's a huge call. Suggests a real fundamental shift in how people see it, moving from niche to mainstream financial asset.
It's definitely bold, but think about the properties, right? Digital scarcity, easy transfer, divisibility
Yeah.
versus gold's physical limitations. It's a potential shift.
But the interviewer brought up a common criticism. Some people say Bitcoin is outdated tech now. What's the response to that?
Yeah.
As Christopher Anderson. Right. That's like saying the internet is outdated because, new apps keep coming out.
Good point.
Bitcoin. It's the foundation, the bedrock of this whole revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's old, but old means tested. It means reliable.
So it's not about Bitcoin doing everything itself.
Exactly. Look at projects built on top of it, like the Lightning Network for faster, cheaper payments, or Ordinals putting data like NFTs right onto Bitcoin. It shows it's aging like fine wine. The base is secure, innovation happens on other layers.
That makes a lot of sense. It's the ecosystem around it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get a little philosophical. The million-dollar question: who is Satoshi?
As Christopher Anderson.
Ah.
Satoshi. For me, it's more of a story than an actual answer.
How do you mean?
Well, you hear all the theories, right?
Yeah.
One person, a team, maybe even an alien. Chuckles softly. Who knows?
The mystery is part of it.
But the key thing, the real point, is the genius behind it. Someone who saw the cracks in the old system and actually built an alternative. The who is less important than the what.
That's true.
Yeah.
The impact is what matters, and the fact it runs without a leader is maybe the point.
Precisely. That leaderless nature relying on code and consensus, that's a feature, not a bug. Makes it resilient.
So, follow up. Do you think Satoshi is still alive?
As Christopher Anderson? Yeah, I mean, wouldn't be surprising at all, right?
Hmm.
Maybe they're trading under some alias.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe just chilling on a private island somewhere, watching the charts go up and down.
Watching the chaos unfold.
Yeah. Honestly, I kind of hope someday someone does step up and claim it, just for the story. It would be fascinating to hear their thoughts now.
It really would. Okay, let's switch gears to your own journey. When did you first get into crypto?
As Christopher Anderson. Way back. It was 2012.
2012. Wow, early days.
Yeah. A friend mentioned Bitcoin. And my first reaction, honestly, what kind of disease is that?
I think a lot of people felt that way.
Totally. It sounded so weird, maybe even shady. But then, you know, I did my homework, dug into the white paper, started grasping the ideas, and it clicked. I thought, hang on, maybe this disease, maybe it's actually the cure for some of the problems in traditional finance.
That initial skepticism turning into understanding, that seems like a common path. Doing the homework is key.
Absolutely essential. You can't just jump in blind.
Speaking of the journey, it's not always smooth sailing. What's the worst loss you've ever taken in crypto?
As Christopher Anderson.
Oh.
Oof, okay, yeah. That would have to be back in 2018.
What happened?
I got sucked into the hype around this altcoin.
Oh,
it was called Moonblast X.
Tuckles, great name.
Terrible project. The devs just, poof, disappeared with the cash. Classic rug pull.
Ouch, that hurts.
Yeah, hard lesson, but it hammered home the number one rule. Never, ever trust hype alone. Gotta look into the hood. Always.
Due diligence. Sounds like a painful but valuable lesson. Okay, let's talk about Hello Visions LTD. How did you help bring the company to where it is now?
Yes, Christopher Anderson. Well, it really started with belief. You know, belief in crypto's potential and belief that we could actually make a difference.
Good.
Then it was about building a really solid team. Our goal wasn't just to, like, follow the market ways. We wanted to help shape things.
How? What was the focus?
We focused hard on a few key things. Education, providing really professional analysis for our users, and just total transparency.
Transparency is huge in this space.
Absolutely. You build trust by being serious, putting the work, and basically being in the trenches yourself right alongside your users.
Being in the trenches. You're doing it too. I get that.
Yeah.
So how's that approach worked out in terms of user satisfaction?
As Christopher Anderson.
Yeah.
It's been amazing, honestly. Really amazing. We push out over 50 high-quality crypto signals every single day.
50. Wow. And they're free.
Yep. Totally free. But the key isn't just the signals themselves, it's the transparency.
How so?
We publish our live trading results, show exactly how those signals are performing in real time, and maybe most importantly,
yes,
we trade with the exact same signals we give our users, our own capital.
Okay, that's significant, trading your own signals publicly.
Exactly. So users know what they're getting is profitable, it's consistent, and it's fully transparent. When they win, they see we're winning with the same info. Everyone's happy.
That level of transparency, trading alongside users, that really builds credibility. It answers a lot of the usual skepticism.
It's about alignment.
Mm.
Our success is directly tied to their success.
This all seems to circle back to experience, doesn't it? So how much does experience really matter in trading?
As Christopher Anderson. Oh, more than anything, seriously.
More than anything.
Yeah. Experience is what teaches you those tough lessons. It teaches you to, you know, buy when everyone else is freaking out and selling.
Buy the fear.
Exactly. And it teaches you to wait patiently, maybe take some profits when everyone else is getting greedy and euphoric. The market, it's just one big psychology test, really.
A psychology test.
And experience helps you pass that test by learning to manage your own head.
That makes perfect sense. It's applying knowledge under pressure. So how much time do you personally dedicate to analysis to keep that edge?
As Christopher Anderson says, it's pretty much constant. First thing when I wake up. Seriously, before I even brush my teeth, I'm checking the charts.
Wow. Every day.
Every day. I probably spend a good 6-7 hours daily just analyzing data, reading trends, watching how the market's behaving. Looking for those signals.
6 to 7 hours. That's a serious commitment. It's definitely not a passive hobby.
Not if you want to do it well, no. It requires active attention. The market never really sleeps.
Given that level of complexity and commitment, what's your core advice for someone completely new to crypto?
It's Christopher Anderson. Okay, main advice. Simple, but so important. Don't just jump in. Learn first.
Education first.
Yes. Understand the tech, understand the risks, the market cycles, all of it. And then start small.
Don't go all in.
Definitely not. You don't need a fortune to start learning. And please accept this. No one gets rich from one single trade. It doesn't happen. But one bad trade can wipe you out if you're reckless. So be patient. Think like a farmer planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Cultivate knowledge. Cultivate your positions over time.
Learn first. Start small. Be patient like a farmer. Solid advice. That contrast, one trade won't make you rich, but one can ruin you, really highlights risk management.
It's about grounding expectations. Avoid the casino mentality.
Okay, looking beyond Bitcoin now, the market's flooded with altcoins. Which ones do you think actually have a strong future?
As Christopher Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned a few in the interview. Solana, Avalanche, Cardano, names like that. But honestly, the specific names aren't the point.
What is the point, though?
The principle behind choosing them. Look for coins that are genuinely solving real problems.
Real utility.
Exactly. Real utility, technical innovation.
Yeah.
Something tangible. Avoid coins based purely on like a cool name or celebrity tweets or just hype.
Mm-hmm.
Problem-solving power, that's the long-term indicator.
Solving real problems. That's a great filter for cutting through all the noise in the altcoin space. Focus on substance.
Right. It's the antidote to the Moonblast X kind of disaster.
Yeah.
Focus on the why.
What about NFTs? They had their massive hype cycle. Where do they stand now, in your view?
Yeah, as Christopher Anderson. NFTs. Yeah. Initially, I got to admit, I thought they were kind of a joke.
Buying JPEGs.
Yeah, buying digital pictures for crazy money.
Yeah.
Sounded nuts. But then I saw artists actually making real money from their work, cutting out middlemen. That shifted my perspective.
So there's potential beyond the hype.
I think so. Look, most NFTs right now are still mainly speculative hype. But the underlying tech, the ones that develop real use cases.
Like what?
Things like ticketing, digital identity, maybe tracking goods and supply chains, stuff like that. Those use cases, they're here to stay. The tech has legs beyond just art speculation.
Seeing the utility emerge past the initial crazy phase. That makes sense. It's a pattern in crypto, isn't it?
Very much so. Distinguishing the tech from the temporary bubble around it.
And what about the metaverse? Is that the real deal or just another potential bubble?
It's Christopher Anderson. The metaverse. Okay, look.
Mm.
It becomes real when people are actually spending significant time and significant money inside those virtual worlds.
And right now.
Right now. It's still a toddler. Very early days.
A toddler. Good description.
Yeah. It's definitely tied into the future of digital interaction, no doubt. But there's a long, long way to go before it's, you know, mainstream or fully baked for most people. It's potential, not quite reality yet.
Acknowledging the vision, but staying grounded in the present. Got it. We talked about psychology earlier, but let's zero in. How much do fear and greed really control this market?
Is Christopher Anderson. Oh, way more than technicals or fundamentals, seriously.
Really? More than the data?
Absolutely. You can analyze charts all day, read every white paper, but if you don't grasp the emotional tides, you're going to get swept away.
So things like the fear and greed index.
Exactly. That index is like the market's thermometer.
Yeah.
Tells you the crowd's temperature. Fear makes people dump everything at the bottom. Greed makes them buy blindly at the top.
And the smart trader.
Understands this.
Yeah.
And often does the opposite of whatever the dominant emotion is pushing the crowd to do. Contrarian thinking, based on psychology.
Wow. Way more than technicals or fundamentals. Coming from an analyst, that's powerful. It really underscores the psychological battle.
It's human nature amplified. You have to master yourself before you can master the market. Experience helps build that control.
Okay, how about DeFi? Decentralized finance. Is it truly revolutionary or just incredibly risky?
It's Christopher Anderson. I'd say it's revolutionary, definitely. Think of it like Uber for finance.
Uber for finance.
Yeah. It cuts out the middleman, the banks, the brokers. You can lend money, earn yield directly from code, borrow, trade, all peer-to-peer or through smart contracts.
That sounds amazing, but...
But, and it's a huge but. It is absolutely risky. There's no safety net like FDIC insurance.
Right. No bailouts.
None.
Yeah.
You have to understand exactly where your money's going. What are the protocol risks? Is the code audited? Smart contract bugs, hacks. It's revolutionary, yes, but requires serious homework.
Freedom and responsibility go hand in hand there. Understand the tech or risk losing it all.
Pretty much. Knowledge is your shield in DeFi.
And speaking of risks, scams are everywhere. How can people protect themselves from getting burned?
That's Christopher Anderson. Okay, simple rule number one. If something sounds too good to be true, promising ridiculous profits with zero risk, run.
Run fast.
Run very fast the other way. Be super skeptical of projects with tons of flashy marketing, celebrity hype, but no actual working product you can see or a transparent team.
Look for substance over style.
Exactly. Spend your time doing the research, understand the project fundamentals, the team, the tech, read the white paper. Don't fall into FOMO, that fear of missing out.
FOMO is dangerous.
It's lethal in crypto, makes you rush, make bad decisions. Patience and research beat FOMO every single time.
Cultivating that skeptical mindset seems crucial. Okay, when interacting with the market, centralized exchanges like Binance or Coinbase versus decentralized ones, DDEX, what's your preference?
As Christopher Anderson, honestly, you kind of need both.
Qualify.
Well, centralized exchanges, CEX is your usually easier to use, right? Faster to get money in and out, maybe better for very active trading for some people.
Oh, yeah. Convenience.
But decentralized exchanges, DEXs, and especially self-custody, that gives you real freedom. True ownership.
Ah, the ownership point.
Yes. And this is maybe the most important thing anyone in crypto needs to burn into their brain. Not your keys, not your coins.
Say that again.
Not your keys, not your coins. If you don't personally hold the private keys to your crypto, you don't truly own it. A CEX holds them for you convenient, but it's counterparty risk. With a DX or your own hardware wallet, the control and the responsibility is all yours.
So understand the trade-offs. Convenience versus control and true ownership. That's a fundamental distinction.
Absolutely fundamental. Use the tools appropriately, knowing the risks of each.
All right. After all that serious talk of risk and keys, let's lighten it up. Do you have a funny trading story for us?
This is Christopher Anderson. Oh, yeah, I've got one. This was years back. I woke up middle of the night, totally groggy, checked the charts on my laptop, and Bitcoin looked like it had absolutely crashed. Price was way, way down.
Oh, no. Panic.
Instant panic. Jumped out of bed, still in my boxers, and started panic selling a bunch of my Bitcoin. Just clicking away, convinced it was all over.
Chuckles. Selling in your boxers.
Yeah. Then, after the dust settled, I realized I was using a VPN.
A VPN?
Yeah, and the exchange feed I was looking at was somehow glitched or showing weird prices, maybe based on the VPN location or an old feed. It wasn't the real price at all.
Oh, my God. So you sold based on bad data.
Yep. Spent the rest of the morning just buying back all the Bitcoin I'd panic sold while half asleep. Yeah. Lesson learned. Check your sources. And maybe... don't trade in your underwear at 3 a.m.
Laughs. That is brilliant. A perfect example of how emotion and circumstance can catch anyone out. Checks and balances are key.
And maybe caffeine before trading. It really showed me how easily you can react emotionally, even with experience.
Okay, zooming back out again. Big picture. Governments. Will they eventually accept crypto, or are they always going to fight it?
As Christopher Anderson. Probably a bit of both, I think.
A mix.
Yeah. We've already seen the cycle, right? Initial resistance, skepticism, maybe trying to ban things. Then it tends to shift towards regulation as they try to, you know, understand it and control the impact.
And things like CBDCs, central bank digital currencies.
Exactly. You see governments exploring those, their own version of digital money, but centralized, controlled by them.
But that's different from Bitcoin.
Totally different. And I think ultimately people want real crypto, decentralized, limited supply, like Bitcoin,
right.
Not something centrally controlled. So you'll likely see this ongoing tension, regulation, versus the grassroots adoption of decentralized tech.
That tension between control and freedom seems central to the whole crypto story right now.
It's the core battle, really. A hybrid future seems likely.
Just to clarify for everyone listening, can you break down the difference between investing and trading in really simple terms?
As Christopher Anderson, sure thing. Investing, that's generally long-term. You buy something like Bitcoin or a solid altcoin because you believe its value will grow significantly over months, or more likely, years.
Based on fundamentals.
Yeah, you're looking at the fundamentals, the team, the long-term vision. Trading, on the other hand, is short-term.
How short?
It could be minutes, hours, days, maybe weeks. You're trying to profit from the price swings, the volatility, using technical analysis, charts, trying to buy low and sell high relatively quickly.
So different mindsets.
Totally. You could say investing wants peace, you buy and hold, mostly. Trading craves action. You're actively monitoring, making moves. Both need knowledge, but the approach and time frame are worlds apart.
Long-term peace versus short-term action. That's a great way to frame it. Helps people figure out what suits them.
And patience applies to both, just in different ways. Traders need patience to wait for the right setup, not just jump constantly.
Okay, final big question for the Christopher Anderson perspective. If you had to choose just one crypto to hold for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Yeah. As Christopher Anderson. Oh, that's easy. No hesitation. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Why? It's the root. Simple as that. Everything else in this space. It's like a branch,
yeah.
Either built on Bitcoin or inspired by it.
The foundation.
Exactly. Bitcoin is like the digital real estate of this whole world. Limited supply, proven track record, foundational value because of that scarcity and network effect. If I can only have one, it's got to be the original, the most secure, most decentralized, most proven asset we have.
The root, the real estate,
yeah.
Strong analogies. It really highlights its unique position.
It's the anchor, in my view.
We've covered so much ground, really walked through that interview.
Yeah.
Any final words, any parting advice from Christopher's perspective?
I'm Christopher Anderson. Yeah, just a couple of things. Remember, crypto, it demands daily learning. It evolves constantly. Things change fast, so you got to keep up.
Stay curious.
Definitely. And don't get crushed by setbacks. Doesn't matter how many times you fall down. What matters is getting back up, learning from it.
Resilience.
Huge. Oh, and diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Spread the risk.
Good practical advice.
And maybe the most important thing, trading, investing. It's all a mental game. If you lose your mind, you will lose your money. Keep your cool, stay disciplined, keep learning. Do that and you'll win in the long run. And hey, much love to Satoshi Monitor for the original chat.
And thank you for channeling those insights. Wow. From that idea of hidden accumulation under the surface to Bitcoin's foundational role, the absolute need for patience and research over hype and emotion.
Right, and avoiding scams, understanding the tools like CEX versus DX, the importance of those keys.
And it all circles back to psychology and that commitment to learning, doesn't it?
Absolutely. This really drove home that success here isn't just about tech smarts. It's about mental discipline, risk management, and just continuously learning in a space that never stands still. Those insights from Christopher Anderson are gold for anyone involved.
Which brings us to you listening. He stressed psychology, discipline, constant learning. Given everything we've heard, the volatility, the risks, the rapid change, how do you work on cultivating that mental strength? How do you stay disciplined and keep learning when the market swings wildly? What's your biggest takeaway about the mindset needed to really engage with crypto after hearing all this? Definitely something to think about.